Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hillbilly Horror Stories presents Eerie Encounters.
When my dad died in 1979, it was sudden and without warning. He was entering his bedroom to lay down and take a nap. My aunt and I heard a thud when he hit the small rocking chair and then the floor. I looked at him and I knew that he was dead before he hit the floor. His routine each morning started at 5 o'clock. He got out of bed, got dressed, and then he walked through the living room, through the small swinging doors into the kitchen. He would go over to the chair between the small table and the kitchen counter, plug in his coffee pot, sit down, and wait for the first cup to brew. When he pulled the chair out, it always made a slight scraping sound. After the funeral, I stayed on for a while in that back bedroom, just down a short hallway. The first time it happened, I wasn't sure how to react, nor if it had really even happened. 5 o'clock in the morning, I woke up with the realization that someone was in the house. I could hear footsteps on the other side. I crept out of bed, grabbed a flashlight, and tried to silently head toward the living room. The telephone was there and I could call the police. When I got there, no one was there. I searched the house over. No one. I went back to bed thinking that it had been a dream. I was also coming down with the flu and figured that maybe I had hallucinated. Fast forward to 3 nights later. 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm awake, listening to, again, footsteps. I'd just gotten out of bed when I heard the swinging doors into the kitchen. I managed to sneak down the short hallway, flipped on the light, and nothing. Okay, this went on for the rest of the week until I finally just lay in bed listening to the sounds. And then it took a horrific turn. I heard the chair at the table scrape out, and then the smell of brewing coffee filled the air. I could even hear the coffee pot brewing. I just lay there in bed, not knowing what to think, trying not to start screaming. Why, I'll never know. And then after a few minutes, there was silence and no coffee smell. This went on for 3 nights. I called a friend of mine to come over and spend the night. I told him that I was trying to recover from my dad's death and needed someone around, so he agreed. He woke me the next morning, a few minutes after 5. "Billy," he whispered, "there's someone in the house." I calmed him down and told him to just sit on the bed and wait. Sure enough, we heard footsteps in the kitchen, the scrape of the chair, and then the strong smell of brewing coffee. He quietly followed me into the dark to the kitchen. I turned on the light. Nothing. The coffee pot was not on. The chair hadn't been moved. The next move was quick and decisive. Robert was dressing, heading out of the bedroom door entrance to the outside. Before leaving, he said, "I don't know what's going on here, and I don't really care to. I'm out of here." After 2 more days of the visits, I walked into the kitchen, stood in the middle of the floor and shouted, "Dad, you can't keep doing this. You're dead. You died. Please, I love you and I miss you, but please go away. Go wherever you're supposed to go. I can't keep going through this with you." And then I broke down and cried like a baby. The visits stopped at that moment, no more. I've often wondered if sometimes when we die, if it's monstrously sudden, do we even realize that we're dead? Do we try to continue on as if nothing in the way has happened? Do we have to be told that we're dead and we need to move on? I don't know the answer to these questions, but I do know what I experienced. I know that Robert would never set foot in that house again. And we could never talk about that morning. The story was sent by William in Texas.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
While I was studying for my master's degree, I was offered a job, so I jumped on it. The chairman of the department was an older Jewish gentleman who loved to talk. He painstakingly showed me how to do my job and his. We spent hours together every day. I thought he was fun and interesting guy. I think he took a shine to me as well. He loved to tell me about his Jewish heritage and answered any question that I had. I think he was trying to convert me, lol. He loved to smoke a pipe, and he would constantly tap that pipe into the big metal ashtray on his desk. Even when they finally forbid smoking in the offices in the building, he continued to smoke his pipe. No one really said anything because his office was tucked away in the corner of the building, and frankly, we brought in a whole lot of money to the school, so nobody wanted to get on his bad side. We were a great recruiting team for the department. As the years went on, he was becoming sicker. He suffered from high blood pressure, gout, and some other heart problems. A few times a week, I'd take his blood pressure. I was an EMT attending nursing school, but I never finished. He loved soup, and my grandmother made soup every Sunday for lunch, and I'd bring him a big jar of soup on Monday. He absolutely loved it. One evening, he called me at home, said he wasn't well, and that he hadn't been able to urinate for 24 hours. I called his son, who lived in the north suburbs about an hour away, and we called an ambulance. He arrived at the ER just in time. The doctor said that he wouldn't have lasted another day. He was in kidney failure. Long story short, he had to move out, at least temporarily, into a rehab nursing home. It was beautiful. I would drive out an hour and a half to bring him some work to keep him busy and keep him connected. One morning, one of my colleagues called him and paramedics answered the phone, saying that they believed that he had had a stroke, and could we please call the family? We did, but he passed away that same day. About a week after his services, I was sitting at my desk early in the morning and the phone rang. I like to get to the office about an hour before everyone else comes in to kind of get some work done in the peace and quiet. It was silent, except for a little static, when I heard the unmistakable tapping of the pipe on the metal ashtray. "Oh, Doc, are you really here?" I said, and the tapping came a second time. Later that morning, one of the university police officers came into my office, very pale and upset. He said he saw Doc walk into his office when he was making his rounds on our floor. Doc lived and breathed for the university and its students, so I wasn't really surprised. Once in a great while, when I go into that building, I swear I could smell that cheap, smelly tobacco in the hallway around his office. Wherever he is, I hope he's happy and at peace. That story was sent in anonymously. For a dozen years, I've done volunteer work for the Historic Rail Park and Train Museum in Bowling Green, Kentucky. It's located in a Louisville and Nashville railroad train station built in 1925. On several occasions, unexplained things have happened. My wife and I entered the building heading towards the museum director's office. Midway between the entrance to the main lobby and the door to the director's office, someone that wasn't there blew a puff of pungent cigar smoke into our faces. We could both smell the smoke for a couple of seconds and then see white and gray smoke in front of us. No one has been allowed to smoke anything in that building for over 20 years, and no one was in the lobby with us. About a year and a half later, a cold day in early March, I arrived for my shift as a tour guide at 1 p.m. The other tour guide left immediately. When entering the customer entrance, there was an infrared sensor to count people passing through and ring the bell to alert the gift shop clerk and tour guide that customers had arrived. The morning tour guide had only one tour that morning. Business was kind of slow. From shortly after 1 p.m. to 2:30, the gift shop clerk and I chatted. At 2:30 p.m., the bookkeeper for the museum entered by the employee entrance. He said hello to us and proceeded toward his office. When he looked at the main entrance, he asked us why a folding chair was near the glass door facing outward. It wasn't there when I arrived. No one had come in or out that door. Up until the bookkeeper arrived, the clerk and I were the only two people in the building. The employee entrance was to the left of the gift shop. The main entrance was to the right. How that chair moved about 40 feet from where it was stored to the door is a mystery. Then, late in November of the same year, several employees and the volunteers were bringing up Christmas decorations from the basement. The stairway down to the basement has a platform about halfway down. On three separate occasions, three different people found a framed photograph on the platform. Each time, they put the picture back on one of the basement shelves. After the third occurrence within an hour, the museum director instructed us to bring the photo into the gift shop and place it on the ledge there. No one could explain why the photo kept being found on the platform. It was a strange sort of photograph, a family of four walking away from the photographer, their backs to the camera. The photo obviously taken when passenger trains were still servicing that station. Clothing of the four people indicates it was the 1940s or 1950s. No passenger trains had run in this area since the 1970s. Now, a short time later, and the only one I didn't personally witness, museum and gift shop closed at 5 p.m. The executive director of the museum was the only person in the building. She was in her office doing budget paperwork at about 7 p.m. She heard a noise coming from the gift shop. She went and unlocked the door to the gift shop. What she found was a battery-operated bump-and-go toy on the floor traveling around. She turned it off, put it on a shelf. She then locked up the gift shop. About 7:30, there was noise again coming from the gift shop. After unlocking the door, she found that same bump-and-go toy on the floor traveling around. She again turned the toy off, removed the battery, and put the toy on a shelf. She locked up and went home. The story was sent in by Edmund Schwab.
You have been listening to Hillbilly Horror Stories Presents Eerie Encounters. If you have an eerie encounter that you would like read on the show, please send it to hillbillyhorrorstories@gmail.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino, America's
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.